hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now we moved out to the dive deck here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard. It's a little bit windy out here on the deck, so if you hear some of that noise, that's what that is. But the night divers are getting ready to come up from their night dive, and we hopefully will get their initial reaction and find out what they've seen tonight on their little night dive adventure. Mermaid Tony is here as well. Now, she didn't do the night dive. This is the first night dive she has not done. She's been on a quest to see a octopus. So we're certain the fact that she did not go on the night dive tonight and decided to do the radio show instead, that they will literally come back saying that the seafloor was covered with octopus. Tony?
Actually, no, because if they come up and a single word of octopus is muttered, they will not get back on this boat deck. I am not amused.
Okay, so she's standing here basically to kick them back in the water if they mention the word octopus. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, they can ride the swinging line all night long.
Okay, and Bill is back here as well. Now, you know, they have a lot of snacks and things, and they have a big bucket of peanuts that I know... We'd eat a peanut, and maybe we'd share one with a fish over the side of the boat, and they're throwing a few peanuts out there for the divers to, I don't know, chum up the fish, maybe just a tad, not really, not many, but...
Well, actually, you know, many of the divers, including Tony, have taken a real affection to something we like to call reef nuts. It's peanuts that they find out on the reef, and they like to pick them up and eat them.
Well, you know, divers get hungry, and they accommodate you here at Explorer Ventures. They have this big bucket of nuts, and I don't think they've seen this much, these many nuts since the Buff Diver Week, because our crew, our passengers on board, have a hankering for the nuts here, and what would happen is they were thinking of Tony as like, hey, she likes to eat, so they figured, hey, let's not let her starve. She's all skin and bones being a Scuba Radio mermaid and things, so they threw out a nut or two for her to munch on during the dive, and she took advantage of that opportunity.
May I speak on Tony's behalf?
Yes. They did request, though, after hour one, that if you're going to speak for other people, that you should speak with a different voice than yourself. So could you maybe a British accent, since you have such a library of accents to work with? We'll go with the tried and true one that I know that you're so well-versed at. So this is your answer for Tony in a British accent?
Yes, this live from the BBC. Tony, Mermaid Tony, loves eating reef nuts. Anything she can find that looks like food out on the reef, she loves to eat. She'll just pick it up and put it in her mouth. I saw her one time on a dive with a Tootsie Pop. I don't know where she found it.
Yes, sometimes when they run out of nuts, they go for the next closest thing, and I guess that was a Tootsie Pop, and she just grabbed it and started sucking. How was it?
It was actually wonderful, believe it or not. That was one of the best snacks I've ever had underwater. Second to the nuts I saw drifting by me at 78 feet, so I decided to grab a peanut and have a snack.
That was not my impression of Tony.
You didn't think she would be, I don't know. Normally, when things float by you in the water, my first impression is not to just throw it in my mouth. But, I'm not Tony.
You know, my first impression is, did a Did a fish just poo that?
What?
You got a diver.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. It could be. But, you know, Tony's a mermaid. We got a diver coming up. Uh-oh. They're calling it. We see the lights coming up here. Once again, we are recording the show. It's at night. And so they're coming up from a night dive. We're literally going to get their first reaction and find out how many octopi they saw. I'm sure it's multiple octopus that they've seen. I know. I think they've seen multiple. I mean, they're fairly common on the night dives. We just didn't see them on the last three. Probably the first night dives I've ever done where I did not see an octopus. So I'm going to blame Tony. But I'm going to blame all on her. But, you know, we saw lobsters. We saw sharks. We saw turtles. Cool stuff. They were very good night dives, weren't they?
They were great night dives.
Wait, hold on. No, I would rather talk to your interpreter.
Oh, sorry.
I would just like to say that although I have enjoyed all of the night dives, I believe I will be extremely disappointed if this is the night dive with octopus.
Okay. Well, Tony, you know what? That's good to know. And I don't know. You can only take a bit so far. We've went far beyond that at this point. So, Tony?
Can we push him in and put a couple weights on him?
Yeah, we could do that. You know what? Let's just throw him in the water and throw some nuts at him.
The dinghy of shame.
Throw him in. He's been banished to the dinghy of shame. You know, the dinghy of shame is like if you get separated from the boat and you have to be reeled in or you have to been rescued. Yeah. We refer to that affectionately as the dinghy of shame. Now, nobody on our crew this week has been had to have a pickup, got far enough away from the boat where they had to take a ride in the dinghy of shame. But it's early, so it could happen.
This is true. It could happen. Anything can happen. I could see an octopus tomorrow.
Yeah, I think there's one right there. What is that?
It's a sea wasp.
No sea wasps. Yeah, they do have these jellyfish you got to watch out for sometimes on the night dives. And sure enough, we did see one. We didn't see an octopus, but we saw a sea wasp. Oh, they see one now? Is that a sea wasp right there, Demi? Yep, sure enough. There it is. All right. Well, you know, that is kind of hey, Tony, look at it this way. The sea wasp, I believe, is part of the octopus family.
It kind of looks like one, but I would like you to know I saved you last night from the sea wasps by purging my air like you're supposed to, and I got stung twice.
Yes.
And they are not an octopus.
I guess they're part of the jellyfish family. Yes, indeed. Yes, you got to turn off all the lights. We don't want to draw in the jellyfish, which are drawn to lights. So, but they're not a big problem. You just purge your regulator on your way up the dive platform, and that kind of creates a cloud of, bubbles, and it kind of pushes them out of the way, and then you come up the dive ladder, and you're fine. So I didn't get stung. It was no problem for me, and that's really all that matters. The fact that Tony got stung, well, that's on her. Who cares?
I saved you. That's why.
No, you actually, when you purged the your regulator, you purged them over onto me is what you did. That's what you did. You tried to get me stung, didn't you?
No, I saved you, and then I tried to save myself, and it didn't happen.
It just didn't work that way. Okay, I'll go with that.
I don't think they're coming up.
I don't believe her one bit. Yeah, what's that?
I said, I don't think they're coming up. I think they're going to stay down.
Yeah, I think they were teasing us. They just wanted to flash their lights. They may be doing the swing. You know, here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer Adventure Liveaboard, you know, they have these safety tip lines. And the boat swings because it is so tall. You know, get the four levels, and the wind will pick up the boat and swing it on the anchor line. And it will literally swing 180 degrees in the wind. And you'll sit there, and you can hang from this 20-foot anchor line and just go for a ride like Superman. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's the most amazing thing ever. It's my favorite thing to do on the boat.
Yeah, it's one of the most entertaining safety stops you could ever have. You got to be a little careful when you're doing it. You probably should do your safety stop first. But then you can do a little bit more off-gassing by grabbing the line and just swinging back and forth for a few times. It is quite entertaining. Oh, Demi has just released the sharks. He's just released the sharks. This is good. Now, Demi, what is that thing? Did you put a glow stick on your floating shark? Is that it?
Yes. Glowing shark is very not important. The red mark is that we're warning the sea wasps.
Oh, okay. That's the sea wasp warning.
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay. I thought it was his floating shark. You know, they'll fish for divers. When you're hanging in and doing that swing thing on the back of the boat, sometimes the crew will have some fun, and they'll drop a little plastic shark down there that you can play with. Something to pass your time when you're doing your little safety stop. But they have a red signal light to give them heads up that, hey, we've seen a sea wasp. So when you come up, be careful and move quickly so you don't get stung by those boogers. You know, the thing they protect you from them is obviously just wearing a lycra skin or a wetsuit is usually enough, and just keeping them away from your face and stuff. But okay, the divers are coming up now, so we'll try to get a report and see how well they did on their night dive. We had two divers and a guide down there on the night dive. Yes, Bill?
I'd like to speak on their behalf.
Okay.
We saw 73 octopus. That
73.
Was
okay. Well, let's just talk to them. Let's get from the horse's mouth. Octopus. How many?
None.
No octopus. Oh my gosh. But what did you see?
A bunch of stingray.
Cool.
He's stingray Bob.
Bunch of stingray.
A lot of stingray.
And other fishies and stuff.
Just all kinds of cool things on the night dive.
I'd like to speak on his behalf. I would like to be called, from now on, Stingray Bob. I can spot a stingray, even if it's buried in the sand, and all that's available is its vague outline and two eye stalks.
Okay, nice. Okay, Dan from Divers Alert Network, what do you think, Dan? How was the night dive?
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
And what did you see? Stingrays, I'm guessing.
We saw lots of stingrays. Okay. We saw a couple of sharks. We saw a barracuda actually right under the boat here. A lot of jacks.
Yeah, how many octopus?
Oh, thousands.
Thousands of octopus, I knew it, see? I knew there were octopus down there.
All right, there's a happy medium because one said zero and one said thousands, and I believe nothing that Tim said, so.
Well, let's find out. Tim, who are you going to back up? That guy who said is somewhere between zero. Zero and thousands?
Well, I haven't said anything yet, so how can she believe something I haven't said yet?
Well, that's just her. It's a woman.
I believe me. I know this. So, zero, thousand, yeah. Being the bad guy, balance here, 500. It was only 500.
500 octopi.
We did see the next best thing, though.
Yeah?
Which is a squid.
You did.
Saw a squid. Oh,
nice.
Squid. Have you seen squid?
Sweet. I have.
You have seen squid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She saw squid. But she didn't see octopus, let alone 500 of them.
No.
Yeah, that was impressive. So, yeah, nice night dive.
It was a very nice night dive.
Yeah, and Tim, what was fairly typical for the Turks and Caicos?
Well, yes, although I believe I just saw my first ever jackknife fish.
Jackknife fish. Jackknife. Right, so that's a fish that can cut you? Or?
Yes, it was a jackknife fish, and there was a shark, so I stabbed my buddy and swam like hell.
Right. Yeah, he can do this.
We went down. There's three now.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
We'll be back to three now. This is it. This is it.
Tim can do that because he's one of the crew, so he's allowed to do that type of stuff. So, you know, that's just one of the many benefits.
Good diving with good buddies.
Good diving with good buddies, for sure. And they felt extra safe because they had Dan from Divers Alert Network on their buddy team. It was a good time to do it. You know what? We should have been doing this. Tony, why did you talk me out of doing the night dive?
Because you talked me into having a beer at 5:30 this afternoon.
No,
after our fourth dive.
That doesn't sound like me. I think it was Demi. It was Demi's fault.
Entirely Demi's fault.
Yeah, Demi, are you ready to put the mermaid tail on?
All right, I'm ready.
You know, he wanted to come to America and dress up like a mermaid. We wouldn't let him into America to do it, but we're in the Turks and Caicos. Yes, Demi, one of the crew members in a mermaid tail, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, he does. He's not on the boat this time. He was on the boat with us a couple trips ago, and Tim's obviously moved on to some new adventure in the dive industry, and I'm sure we'll catch up with him someday. Now, we are are hanging out here in the galley. We've moved back in, back inside. We're going to talk to Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network here in just a bit as he gears down after his night dive and all that, all those octopi that they were swimming with this evening. Bill?
Actually, I'm Christopher. I'm here, one of the other guests on board the ship, and I'm here with my wife, and I'd like her to speak on our behalf.
And you guys are from where?
Harlingen, Texas.
I recognize the accent, of course. First we got that out of the way. What do you think about this adventure? This was your first liveaboard experience, too, wasn't it?
It was. It was our first liveaboard, and it's been pretty awesome. I have to admit, we've got some good company, and the diving's been phenomenal. And it is pretty easy to walk aboard and just fall into the ocean and not even have to worry about it.
It's not a bad way to enjoy your favorite pastime, despite the fact you have to put up with people like Bill, the producer, and stuff. Your husband would like to chime in. Let's see what he has to say.
Actually, I think Bill is a wonderful, wonderful man, and I very much enjoyed my time with him. But the only thing that's better than my time with Bill is my time with my lovely, lovely bride, and I can't wait to get back to the room tonight.
Okay, that was just... That was awkward. Yeah.
I don't know what's better, the fact that my husband now has a somewhat British accent, but I can't quite figure out that.
Yeah, we haven't figured out him for 13 years here, so you're not alone in that regard.
It's my only accent, so I do it for everyone.
Oh, yes. I can also do Danny.
You know who was the person who asked Bill to change his voice when he was it was you, of course. It was the husband. That says it. Now you're regretting that, aren't you? Yes, okay. Well, hey, we have to have our fun somehow. But, you know, that's what you do. You hang out with your divers, and you have a tendency to bond on these liveaboard experiences. You think this will be the first of many liveaboard-type trips that you do in the future, or what?
Absolutely. We're just making sure we don't book with Bill because we want more diving. I've learned sign language. I know when to say, all done. And Bill complies.
Yeah, he's just a plethora of entertainment, isn't he?
Absolutely. Couldn't miss it. Wouldn't miss it. No, absolutely. We do feel this is a great experience, and... looking forward to many more.
Now, what is the main thing that you've seen so far that you've enjoyed the most, other than Bill's entertainment, underwater, which he provides some interesting entertainment as well? You see those fins he's wearing? They're pretty whacked, aren't they? But that's another story. What about the critters? Are you looking for sharks? Are you looking for, you know, eels or something? Is there a particular underwater animal that you like to encounter when you're scuba diving?
Nope, I'm kind of a big picture kind of diver. I like to see it all, but I have been pretty impressed at the number of sharks we've seen and the fact that we did see a spotted eagle ray just out in the open and lots of turtles. And then today we even saw a sponge sort of spawn and do his little magic, I guess.
I'm yeah, sure. Actually, you know, Mermaid Tony marked something off her list today. She stuck her head in a smoker. I just totally made the room just totally quiet, shut down
well
on me.
Done and smells delicious.
Yeah, then she came out of her room, and that was on a dive. It was a sponge that was spawning, right? Wasn't it?
It kind of looked like tiny air bubbles. Was it spawning?
It was funny. I said, "Here, pose for the picture." I said, "Stick your head in there," and she's like, "What are you, crazy?" And then, but eventually, you did.
Do you really think coral spawn spluey would bother me?
I don't think that's the technical term, but but at first it did. You were kind of hesitant at first, and then you were like, okay, what the heck? But it was cool. It was kind of neat seeing that, wasn't it? Have you ever seen a smoking sponge before?
Do you want the truth, or do you want the what sounds good on radio?
Give me the...
Truth.
I have seen that before.
Had you ever stuck your head in it before?
I have not, and I have not seen it in the Turks and Caicos.
Okay, all right. So, well, there you go. She marked off two things. She stuck her head in a smoker. How many people can say that? More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba.
Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
We are back here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer, two live aboard Greg the Dive Master and friends, new friends. Obviously, you just heard them, a few of them, passengers. We're going to talk to some more of the crew here in just a bit. Dan Orr has just wrapped up his putting his gear away from his night dive. And you know, Divers Alert Network represented properly with the big cheese right here on our live aboard adventure with Explorer Ventures. Dan, honor to have you on board. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the presentation that you gave the other night. Everybody enjoyed that. You're going to do another one tomorrow night. But Dan is one of the reasons you're doing this. Not only is it fun to interact with the divers out in the field, right? Members, Dan members, not the little people, but just getting out there, working the field, so to speak. There's a big mission behind that as well, right?
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the things that we're doing this year is really getting out in the field and visiting all the divers, all the dive sites, as many dive sites as we can, going to as many events as we can so we can really talk to our members out there in the field.
Yeah, and the presentation you gave about fatalities and things was very enlightening and also entertaining. That was part of what it is. I mean, it's a serious message, but you do it in a very entertaining and informational way that people can digest and hopefully learn from and make them safer. That's the goal, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to make sure that when people see the information that they want to see more, so it just doesn't talk about only the negative parts but also what you can do to make diving safer in the future.
Yeah, this is the 30-year anniversary of Divers Alert Network.
Absolutely. We started in 1980, and since that time we've been able to help literally thousands and thousands of divers who are in need.
Yeah, they are your Dan Dive Safety Organization, dan.org. You can go there online and make sure you are a member. Once again, if you're not a member, what the hell is the matter with you? If you're scuba diving, it doesn't make any sense not to be a Dan member. If you're a dive professional like myself, I use that term loosely. Thank you, Bill. Evidently, he's speaking for the entire boat when he... In that interpretation. However, it is. It makes a lot of sense to be a Dan member. It protects yourself. It protects your students. It's a great organization. They're the only ones really out there doing research for divers to make us all safer. So support them by being a member and make yourself safer by being a member and going to Dan and get it done today.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get down.
Yeah, we are getting down for sure right now on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. Now, the crew are going a little nuts right now. You know, we're just kicking back after a night dive. They're kind of off the clock, so to speak, and this is when they have the opportunity to kind of dress down, let their hair down a bit. Demi, evidently, he's really let his hair down. He's on the floor right now. He's laid out, and he's taken the scuba radio mermaid thing to a whole new level, kind of a disturbing level. And we're taking pictures right now. He literally is donning a scuba radio mermaid tail. He's amended it himself in the upper regions of his torso there. What's up with that, Bill?
I think that, speaking on Demi's behalf, if this were Christmas time, I think it would be fair to say that he has donned his gay apparel.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Let me get over here. I would get between you, but I've never had a mermaid sandwich, and this is definitely not on my to-do list. And there you go, my God. You know, sometimes there's things we do with this radio show that are beyond words, and this very well could be one of those moments in time. Demi, how do you feel right now dressed up in a blue scuba radio mermaid tail?
I feel...
Pretty.
I'm very pretty, and I'm very sexy.
Pretty and very sexy. You know what? You keep telling yourself that, my friend. But it's not working for me, but God bless you for trying. You hear what I'm saying? But is it comfortable? Are you comfortable? You know, I can't do this. I really can't. Oh, my God. Bill?
Help. Well, I think it's fair. I don't know if you've really given a full measure of description of how good Demi looks. As a blonde with a fake woman's torso and the beautiful turquoise tail that Tony's been in all week. Right next to Demi, the new king of the sea, the man who likes to be called Zeus. Now, with purple hair, Tim... is in a red tail, which Tony has not worn this week, and has new bumps.
New bumps? What the heck? Oh, man, is he stretching that tail out in areas that it shouldn't be?
I'm afraid it's not going to fit right next time for Tony.
Oh, pucker up. Wow, this is a photo op.
Don't pucker up.
Oh, boy. You know, but this is the entertainment you can have, you can experience on a liveaboard adventure with Scuba Radio for sure. This is probably outside the typical norm for a liveaboard experience, but...
This also isn't legal in the Turks and Caicos.
Really? No, we can do this. We're in international waters, I believe. This is okay. Tony, how you feel about this?
This is awesome. I'm okay being replaced as long as I can still go on cool trips. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your job is safe. You know, just looking at these two guys here. Now, Tim is doing this as well, and let's see if we can get in close to Tim. I feel like I'm going to catch something if I get too close, but we'll do this anyway. Tim, how do you feel, my friend?
I'd love to say I feel so pretty, oh so pretty, but I feel a little funny. I'm not so sure about this merman thing.
Merman thing? Is it working for you? Is he working for you, Demi?
Thank you.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby dooba, here we go, scuba, come on.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio, the first radio devoted to diving.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, taking a little side trip from our live aboard adventure to check in with our friends from Grenada. Because as soon as we get back from the Turks and Caicos, we're home for about a week or two. And then we're off to Grenada for an adventure where we're going to crown a local girl there on the island and make them a Scuba Radio mermaid for a year. That's just one aspect. But we're going to be traveling around all over the islands, made up of three islands, a Grenada chain, I guess. Carriacou is one of the sister islands of Grenada that's about 40 miles away. A quick little ferry jump. We heard about that from George from Arawak Divers a couple weeks ago. However, today we have Max from, well, what is the name of the dive operation there in Carriacou that you have, Max?
It's Carriacou Silver Diving.
Carriacou Silver Diving, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, you're German, too. There's like a German family of dive operators in the Grenada chain. I don't know what's going on there, but maybe it was a chocolate. Is that what drew you to the area or what?
Yeah, more or less. Two of them came here just on vacation and stuck on Carriacou. And the other two down in Grenada on the mainland are just inquiring and took over already existing operations. So they stranded as well, and they're already a couple of years on the island as well.
Okay, so it was like a German dive operator invasion of the Grenada Islands.
Yes, you can say so.
I've only heard good things. Everybody I've talked to that runs the operation over there, great folks. I'm looking forward to coming over there in August, bringing our mermaids, crowning a local girl as a scuba Radio Mermaid. How do you feel about that, by the way, there, Max? Are you on board with this? You're kind of going, what is this all about?
No. I'm looking forward to see you guys down here and looking forward as well to see what happened, what's going on when you crown this mermaid for 1 year. And I'm absolutely sure you are with your crew on the right spot to do things like this.
Now, we're going to need some extra judges. I'm hoping you're willing to help. Will your wife let you do that or no?
Yeah, she will. She will. No problem with this one.
Okay. All right, good. So, Max, tell me about Carriacou Silver Diving. You're on that island about, it's about 40 miles from the main island of Grenada, correct?
That's correct. Grenada is a three-island state, as you mentioned before. It's Grenada, the mainland, Carriacou, about 40 miles away. It's a 20-minute flight or 1.5 hours on a fast ferry ride. And the third island, it's called Petite Martinique. So these are the three islands from the state of Grenada. And Carriacou, it's the biggest island in the island chain, what we call the Grenadines. And we are on the southern tip from the Grenadines, here located with this little small island.
Now, we're going to see for ourselves when we travel over there in August. However, from what I've heard, the remoteness of Carriacou is what lends itself to offering incredible diving. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. I mean, this island Carriacou doesn't have any industrial plant. Our reefs are more or less just 1.5-2 miles out of shore. But as you mentioned before, I would say I have been traveling the whole island chain from the Bahamas down to Tobago and Trinidad. And I would say Carriacou, as a small island, it's unique. And it's lean back atmosphere. We don't have any big hotels here. People are very friendly. And I would say it's the last resort in the whole island chain. Where you feel if you visit the island that you are maybe 20, 25 years back in the past.
Nice. So it's definitely an out-island experience, just a short little ferry ride off of the mainland. So you can really get away from it all, so to speak.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, what about the dive sites? Give me like one or two of your favorite dive sites off the coast of Carriacou that you guys frequent often.
Just a little bit from the past. Claudia and myself, we are since 1993 on this island, and I did about 5,000-6,000 dives or 7,000 dives around the island. And what we have as a highlight, and I would say it's a world-class spot, we call it the Sister Rocks. It's a wall dive. It starts from 15 feet, 20 feet, goes down to 130 feet on depth, and you will see it when you come up with your crew, and we have a chance to go take you out on a dive. Like an example, one side, it's completely hard coral, real black coral, just in a depth from 60, 70 feet. And if you come around the corner, you feel if you just explore a completely different underwater world, you have high-grown soft corals, sea ferns up to 9 feet in height. And that's a little bit an overview about plant life, coral life out there. And then the highlights you can find like eagle rays, like stingrays, green beak moray, lobster, and then it goes down to seahorses or nudibranchs. You are able to find everything there at this spot. And I would say this is my favorite spot, and it's just 1.5 miles off from our shoreline here, boats ride 10 minutes, and it's a wonderful dive, I would say.
It's your favorite dive spot, for sure. Okay.
Sister Rocks, yes.
Good deal.
It's my favorite one.
All right, well, we look forward to diving with you there, Max. You know, I'm anxious to just see that part of Grenada that we didn't get to visit last time. And once again, that'll be in August. We're going to do two full broadcasts from the area so you can get a first-hand report there. But once again, it's Carriacou Silver Diving, and your website is what, Max?
It's www.scubamax.com. And the Max comes, my real first name is Werner, the second name is Max, and you see how people are here on the island. When I checked in at my first visit, no one was able to remember my real first name, what was given by my mom, and then somebody saw my passport and said, oh, there it's written Max, so from now on, we just call you Max. And this was also one reason when we created our own webpage that we come up with the Scuba Max.
Also. Well, there you go. I like it. My son's name Max. And that's his middle name, so go figure. All right, well, Max, we look forward to it. Thanks for the update, and we'll see you there in August, buddy.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking forward to see you here as well. And as far as I know, you are up here for 2 days or 2.5 days, and we will have some fun here on Carriacou with you guys. And looking forward to see you here.
You got it.
And by the way, don't forget these mermaids.
Yeah, oh, you got it, Max. All right. Yeah, you know, all right. I don't think the mermaids that I'm looking at right now on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 are the mermaids he's referring to, because we got Demi and Tim dressed up as Scuba Radio mermaids, and I think you got to work the boat, so we can't take it to Grenada, right, Demi? Just say no.
No.
Okay, good. That'll work. Now, Demi did ask something during the commercial break that was interesting and disturbing at the same in the same way. So we're going to delve into this issue next. So stick around, it's a doozy.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
I am sitting here next to Demi on the Turks and Caicos Explorer Team Liveaboard. He's dressed up as a Scuba Radio mermaid. And Demi, what is your question?
Yeah, my scientific interest is how mermaid and merman do sex underwater.
How do they have sex underwater?
Because this part is...
The nether regions are covered up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe not like... Not
okay, don't show me. That's fine. Let's save that for another show, Demi. But see, you know, this is the kind of fun you can have on board with your passengers and crew on a liveaboard dive adventure, you know, let alone the fact that we are our Scuba Radio group, Mermaid Tony, enjoying herself, Bill the producer as well. But we actually even have a non-diver. Now, Betty is Dan Orr's better half. She pretty much runs the show probably there at Dan, right? That's fair to say.
I try.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you haven't been diving because you want to just kick back and take a relaxing week off of work, and we pretty much ruined that for you, didn't we?
It's been very interesting, if not relaxing.
Yeah, okay. But you're having a good time.
It's a wonderful place to be, even for a non-diver. Lots of sun, lots of wonderful people, great food. I feel myself getting wider by the day, and I don't mind one inch of it.
Well, exactly. It's quality poundage, trust me. Stan, the man, the guy, the chef here, we didn't get to talk to him. I think he's already kicked it for the evening. But, man, he makes these banana boat desserts that are to die for, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, whether you're diving or not, if you have a spouse that doesn't dive, don't think that the liveaboard dive adventure is not for you, especially here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. There's a huge amount of space. You go up the top deck, work on your tan, read a book or two, and you're entertained and definitely kicking back and relaxing, just like all the divers, just without the water part, right?
It's plenty of water, too. You can hang off the back of the boat. You can lay up on the top and hassle the fish. It's just perfect.
Yeah, it's a good time for sure. Well, Bill, this was your, liveaboard trip of the decade. And so it'll be another decade before you're next, you think, or what?
I would like to have one sooner, but I got to bring my baby next time, I think.
Yeah, okay. He has a new underling. So is that right? Is that right?
I think you forgot how children work.
Yeah, I did. It's been a while for me. So, but yeah, maybe next time we'll have his daughter on board. Tony, you had a good time, despite the fact you haven't seen an octopus?
Eat, sleep, dive. Eat, sleep, dive. Yep, that's pretty much the moral of my story. It's wonderful. I love it. Not leaving.
All right, there you go. Thanks to Dan Orr and Divers Alert Network and our friends from Explore Ventures. This is the place you want to be. Trust me, just go to exploreventures.com and book it today. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.